Welcome back to the Binge Buzz. I'm your host, Bryson Hill, and I'm alongside the legendary coach himself, Coach Binge. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Excited to get the new season going.
Awesome to hear that. And I do want to ask you about the new season. Obviously, last year you finished that 500 record. You finished 12-12. Looking kind of at your last season started, you sort of started off rough, you know, 0-4. You mm-hmm. started off. How can you avoid? You lost the first four games to Fishers, Hamilton Southeastern, Plainfield, and Brownsburg. How can you change that, and how can you differentiate what happens this time around from the start of the season?
Well, it's going to be difficult. I mean, scheduling is, you don't want to play four of the best teams in the state to start off the year, and that's the way we've got it. I mean, those four teams, if you look back, they were four of the better teams in the state last year, so it was very difficult, and you got to, you know, got to weather that storm. It's like we play four very good teams again this year. So it's going to be tough, but I love the work ethic and the attitude of the girls this year. So we're excited to take on those challenges.
And just going to ask a couple of questions before I ask mine, but a couple of questions from my broadcast partner, Tyler Stout. This far, is there any specific players and of who stood out to you and what's kind of stood out to you in the offseason thus far?
Well, Shania Curry had a great year last year, and she's gotten better, and she's excited, and we're excited about the things that she can do this year. And Leia Seltzer is one that has dedicated herself to becoming a better basketball player. So those two girls have really stepped up and done a good job. And, you know, we've got a lot of others that are doing some good things. We got a lot of depth, and we're going to have to sort of sort through them. And that's what you ask about the new season. I mean, you know, right now I think we got 13, 14 girls that possibly could start. Now, you know, obviously they all can't start, so we're mm-hmm. going to have to find out how they react once they get in game situations.
Yeah, and obviously you'll have different people that you like better for certain stuff. Obviously there's going to be situations where you might want to put all your sharpshooters in or your best defenders in that case. So right. How can you preach that of everyone's got to be ready at any time, whether it's a blowout or whether it's a two-point game with 5 seconds left? How can you preach that next man up mentality?
Well, I mean, that's a thing. Everybody says, oh, that's a good thing. Well, it is, unless you're end up being the 13th or 14th player, don't get a play, and then you're going to be disappointed and upset, and how you react to that is going to be huge to our team's success. And right now, we don't know who it's going to be or what's going to happen. Like you say, we'll have different matchups. Sometimes we'll need a defender. Sometimes we'll need a shooter. Sometimes we'll need a rebounder. And, you know, it could be different. And then also, you just don't know how they're going to respond once they get in the game situation. How they're going to be in a month from now isn't where they are now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in reality, we've only had about 10, 11 practices. So that's not a long time to see what the best lineup, who's going to be able to play well together. And so we've got a lot of learning to do.
Yeah, that's why the first game of the season is one of the most important, because that is how you find out how these players do in real time and how they end up doing in these situations against these other great athletes. Speaking of the first game, you guys played Fishers last year. You lost that game 48-29. Tyler wants to know, what will it take this year around to start 1-0 rather than 0-1 against this Fishers team?
Well, it's gonna take. I mean, we don't have the same team as last year, even though we got a lot of the same players. But you know, obviously, we're gonna have to score more than 29 points this year. But it's gonna take a great effort, and they've been given good effort, but more than just effort, team effort. And then probably the two things that we've been emphasizing the last few days is shot selection and good passes, so decision making. And that's something that's hard to do in practice when you don't have the pressure on you and so forth. So what they do in real time, that will determine whether we win or not. And I really believe that if we'll take the good shots and make the good decisions and lower our turnovers down. And then defensively, I think we had an opportunity to be really, really good, but we're not all on the same page yet.
Yeah, good point. And looking at kind of the top 10 teams here off this poll, voted you guys play a few of these teams. I just want to I'm going to list off a couple of these top 10 teams and when you play them, and then also if any of these games stick out to you, and if you're really pinpointing one game. So number one is Homestead. Number two is Lawrence Central. You face Lawrence Central January 6th of 2026. Number three is Pike. You face Pike on January 17th. Four is Warsaw. Five is Bloomington South. Tied, we have a tie for sixth place between Franklin Central and Hamilton Southeastern. Hamilton Southeastern, November 8th, your second game of the season. Then to round it out, in eighth, we have Plainfield, who you play on November 18th. And then rounding it out, we have McCutcheon and Valpo. Any of those games stick out to you that you can kind of prepare for with these teams maybe being some of the preseason favorites that look strong?
Well, obviously, for us to have success, we got to be able to beat those two teams. And like you mentioned, two of those teams are two of our first four games. So that really puts the pressure on. And then, you know, Pike, we have a player that is playing for Pike that went to Ben Davis, and Lawrence Central, same thing. And they both have been good this past year, and people are expecting big things out of both teams, and both teams are very, very talented. So we're going to have to do it with effort and our team play, and, you know, they're just extremely talented teams. So, but I think if we keep learning, keep getting better, and have the right attitudes, that we'll be right there with them.
Yeah, and as we head into the opener here, what kind of identity are you trying to build throughout this season?
Well, always since the beginning of my coaching, it's team effort. You have team effort, then you develop things that you can't learn anywhere else in your life. I mean, you have team effort, you get along with players. You form lifelong camaraderie. You are able to do things you didn't think you were capable of doing. So it develops belief in yourself. And so it's not easy. It's not easy when you don't get immediate results. But if we give that team effort, if we give that belief in one another, then it's amazing where you can go to. So that's where I'm striving for, that we get better every day, and then we believe in each other, and together that we take on a very challenging schedule.
Yeah, and speaking of this challenging schedule, you know, you face a lot of tough teams here in the beginning. How important is it for you to set this tone early, not just for this upcoming game against Fishers, but, you know, this game of Fishers will set the tone for the next game against Hamilton Southeastern, the game after that, the game after that. How important is it to set the tone for tomorrow night and then going forward on the rest of the season as well?
Well, it's extremely important, not so much what happens tomorrow night, but how we react to what happens tomorrow night. If we win by 30, now we don't get full of ourselves and think, oh, we made it, because we haven't. It's just the beginning of the year. We lose by 30, it's the same thing. It's the beginning of the year, and we can improve. So how we react to what happens tomorrow, but I believe this team needs to believe in themselves, and so a win would help that. But like I said, it's the beginning of the year, and it's a long season, and so, I mean, you think, well, okay, we don't have success against Fishers, then we turn around and play, a sixth or seventh ranked team in the state, and then we turn around and play the eighth ranked team in the state. And so it's not easy. So we need to have some success so we see what we're doing, we see that our effort's paying off.
Yeah, and I assume that's going to be something that you'll be wanting to install in them in their mindset-wise. And, you know, you do have a lot of new players this year, a lot of new, some freshmen coming up from people moving from JV to varsity. How has the early chemistry looked like between some of the ladies during practice drills and scrimmages and whatnot that they aren't used to playing with each other? And have you noticed any off-the-court chemistry, maybe just talking in the hallways, going out to eat together? What's kind of the chemistry look like between the new ladies and some of the familiar faces we're seeing return this year?
So far, the chemistry is very good. They like each other. They get along with one another. They support one another. And you know, the freshmen have a lot to learn and the upperclassmen helping them learn it. And it's tough to help someone that eventually could take playing time away from you. But they're doing a nice job with that. And we can't look at it like that. We're a team, and whoever gets the playing time is going to come through. And, you know, I really believe if they have the right mindset that some really good things can happen for them this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's always important. And obviously you trust your teammates as well to take that shot and whatnot or whatever the case may be. But you know, let's lead in. Fishers kind of has, not kind of, but Fishers really has your guys' number in the last 25 years. They lead the overall series 9-2 in the last 25 years. Is that something you've paid attention to and you can get on the board with? And if not, that's something that really hasn't crossed your mind. How can you kind of install that? You know, it's a new year, it's always a new team, and just because they lead 9-2 doesn't mean that they always necessarily own us or necessarily will always dominate us every time we play them.
Well, Fishers has had one of the top 10 teams in the state over the last few years. I know with the first year that I came back to Ben Davis, we beat them the first game, and I think they pretty much have beaten us since then. But it's tough to play a top 10 team the first game of the year. I mean, the way we like to play, we usually improve throughout the year and season and so forth, and it's tough to play that quality of a team early. Usually they've been experienced. They've had great athletes. They've had and they're well coached, and because of that experience, it's tough to get them. And where we've had a little bit of a turnover our first game or two, so we'll have to see. But yeah, I think it should be an exciting game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you know, you talk about that. This is, you know, you're again back for another season coaching basketball. Your all-time record here at BD is 583-184, just historic. You're one of the most legendary coaches in the game. What keeps sticking out to you about Ben Davis girls basketball that keeps bringing you back, and specifically this year? I'm sure you get asked that, you know, why you keep coming back, coach, but is there anything different this year that just keeps bringing you back and just more excited and more optimism?
Well, I enjoy seeing young people improve themselves, and I enjoy the process. If I ever don't enjoy the process is when I won't come back. But I enjoy the process of having an opportunity to get better, to get people to reach their full potential. And that's probably the only reason I coach. And if ever I don't feel that I can have an impact, or maybe someone else would be better to help them reach their potential, then I probably wouldn't coach anymore. But I get so excited on the I don't see where people are. I see where they can go. And I really like where these players can go and the improvements they can make. And hopefully I'm smart enough and good enough to be able to help get them there.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any hoping there, considering your track record. You've produced some amazing talent, and obviously you've produced the best teams that Ben Davis girls basketball has seen, a few undefeated seasons here and there. But, you know, really coming down toward the tail end, but my last couple of questions here are going to be all about tomorrow. You face Fishers. There's always nerves before the opening tip of a new season. How do you kind of control those nerves within between your ladies? Because it doesn't matter if you're a freshman starting your first varsity game, or even if you're a senior starting your last varsity game. How do you install the nerves that go on into opening night? And when that tip off happens, how can you help your ladies kind of lock in and be in the zone of basketball?
Well, the nerves are going to be there. And you know, most of these players have played a lot of basketball, and you sort of remind them it's another game. And they just need to go out there. But I'm sure the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game, there's going to be some extra adrenaline flowing with the players and so forth. So, you know, we can mention it, but still it's going to play out and it's going to happen. And so hopefully we adjust to it quickly and we can get into a rhythm and play some good basketball as the game goes along.
Yeah, my final question for you to wrap up the first edition of the 2025-2026 Binge Buzz, without giving away too much, what do you want to see out of this first game, and what do you kind of want your what do you want to see out of your players for the first game of the season here against Fishers tomorrow night?
I mean, every game, it's team effort is one, and then support for one another. And then the third thing is decision-making, that we make the good decisions and react well. When we do make a mistake, we don't pout about it or get upset, that we correct those mistakes. If we can do those three things, I'll be extremely happy. And like I said before, I think the followers of the Lady Giants will be happy also. And so I think as we progress, I think we've gone through some tough times, and I think when you go through some tough times, when you react the right way, it makes you better.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that, for example, last season. You started off 4-6 that year. You end up finishing 12-12. You won, I believe, 6 straight at one point in the season to improve. You got to the 10 wins, and you got to the 12. But my final question, because I accidentally skipped over it, I just kind of want to talk about some of these breaks you have in between the season, how you utilize those. For example, you have a game November 8th, but you don't play again until November 15th. How can you use some of those week-long breaks to what's it look like during the week? Do you tell the ladies to get rest? Are you going harder in practice? And how can you use some of those, you know, not going 2 to 3 days later again? Or, you know, I believe on the schedule there is a back-to-back. How can you utilize that as to one of your advantages?
Well, if we had an ideal schedule, you would play an average team to start off the year, and then you'd have a week to prepare and practice again. But we don't play two quality teams. So when you have those breaks, that break right there, there's going to be a lot of things that we need to put in. I mean, we haven't put everything in for the first game, obviously. There's no way in 10 days. You're trying to evaluate. You'll find out what we've got. And so we'll have a chance to do some tweaking and also put in some more stuff offensively and defensively, because right now our players don't understand everything we're doing, so there's no way we can add to anything offensively or defensively. So we're sort of where we are, and hopefully that'll get us through the first few games and then go from there.
100%, yeah. On average, you guys have about a 3.8 days in between all of your games, but besides that, Coach Benj, any last words before the opening tip tomorrow against Fishers?
Well, I hope everybody listening to this comes out and supports the players. That support is huge. Whether we're doing well or not doing well, that be patient with them, because they're awfully, awfully quality people. And I think when you have those type of people in your program, that good things are going to happen. We appreciate everybody that can come out and support the Lady Giants.
Well, we appreciate you for another episode of the Benj Buzz and another season of Ladies Giants basketball. Once again, Coach Benj, thank you for joining me on the first episode of the 2025-2026 Benj Buzz. Just good luck tomorrow, and thank you for joining me today, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it.